So why didn't you attend the OTAs?
I'm not here to talk about that. You know, I'm here to talk about me being here right now. So that's what I'm doing. I'm here. You know, I'm happy to be back around my teammates.
How healthy are you?
I'm healthy. I'm feeling real good. You know, I'm out there running around a little bit.
How much are they going to let you do in terms of what you can do up until training camp?
We're going to talk about it. We haven't really discussed it yet. I'm going to go up there and talk to Coach Coughlin, and then we talk to the trainers, and then we'll take it from there.
What was the reception like today from your teammates?
You know, everybody was just happy to see me. You know, good to be back in the locker room with the fellas.
Anybody give you a hard time at all?
Nah, man, ain't nobody give me a hard time. They feel where I was coming from.
Were you working out by yourself where you work?
Yeah, I was training in North Carolina.
Hey, so what about the learning, you know, the classroom stuff? How have you been able to handle that since you've been away?
Well, you know, nothing too much new for me in this offense. So, you know, just basically getting back into the routine with the offense. And we had a job through earlier, jumped in there earlier. And everything is just like, you know, clockwork to me now with this offense.
Hey, Akeem, when you missed the first OT, the reason your coach said that he was mad was that he didn't know you were going to miss it. Was there a reason why you didn't just call him and say, hey, I'm not going to be there?
Well, you know, I feel where he was coming from on that. I could have did a better job at reaching out. But, you know, I did. We finally got to talk, so we got things straight on that. And, you know, Coach Coughlin, that's my guy. So, you know, I think that relationship can't go sour. You know, I think I felt where he was coming from, though. I should have did a better job at reaching out to him. But, you know, I'm here now, and they're excited to see me.
Did you at all reach out to him during your absence, or was this morning the first time you guys had a chance to talk?
Well, this morning was, actually. But I talked to Jerry Reese, you know, so, you know, Mr. Reese, you know, He knew what the situation.
How good does it feel to be back?
It feels real good to be back, you know, back around my teammates and, you know, being in the locker room for the mini camp. I'm excited about it.
You don't want to get into the reasons, but can you clear up at least whether it was contract related or not?
And I told y'all back in the spring, I don't really talk about my contract in the media, man. No disrespect to nobody.
None taken.
How about getting out on the field, too?
Say that again.
Getting out on the field and working out with Eli.
Man, that's always a pleasure. Being out there with Eli and with the guys, you know, it's always good.
What did Eli say to you when you saw him today?
Eli tried to give me a hard time, but he know that can't go but too long. He's excited for me to be back, you know, making sure everything is good with me and, you know, ready to take care of business.
What, Akeem, how are you? I'm sorry if this is a repeat, but how are you health-wise? Is the knee good to go?
Oh, yeah, the knee's feeling good. You know, I've been doing everything, you know, up to this day, up to today. So we haven't talked about what I'm going to do yet so far in this mini camp. But, you know, I'm going to go talk to Coach Coughlin and then talk to the trainers, and then we'll take it from there.
Akeem, regardless of the reason why you hadn't been here for the voluntaries, do you feel you missed anything, something that would set you back or something that could have helped you that you weren't able to do because you weren't here?
No, I don't feel like that.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Is it something you regret, that your absence, you know, created a distraction when you weren't here?
I mean, I never want to be detrimental in no kind of way to this organization because they've been nothing but good to me. But, you know, the distraction, the guys told me they don't feel like it was too much of a distraction. So, you know, I took care of what I need to take care of. And, you know, I'm here now, and that's all that matters.
You're here. What can you do about getting number 80 here?
You know, that's his situation. You know, I've talked to Cruz, though. He's doing good. You know, his mind's in the right spot. So, you know, he understands the business side of it. He understands the game as well. But he still loves his team. He still wants to be here.